produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chat and Chuckle with Keita Keet. I am your host for this evening, Keita Keet. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And to all of my first-time listeners and those tuning in around the world, thank you so much for joining us. Real quick, just want to let y'all know, if you would like to reach out to me, whether it's just to say hello, hey, give me a shout out, or even if you have any prayer requests, you can contact me via email at love2makeyoulaugh, and that's L-U-V, the number 2, M-K, the letter U, L-A-F-F at yahoo.com. You can also follow me on social media. I am on Facebook as well as Instagram at Keita Keet, and that is K-E-T-T-A-K-E-E-T. All right, so listen, y'all, I'm not going to hold y'all any longer, so we're going to get into tonight's show. I just want to say I am so excited to have this guest with me tonight. Her name is Ms. Ajaya Mitchell, and again, I am so excited that she has decided to join us tonight. But real quick, before we get into it, I just want to give our listeners a quick background about this beautiful black woman on the move. Okay, y'all? So listen up. Okay. We have known each other since we were in elementary school together. That's right. Shout out to Enon Elementary School down here in Chester, Virginia. She is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Incorporated, an active alumni member of the Richmond Petersburg Fayetteville State Alumni Chapter. She is the pet parent to a beautiful dog named Luna, and she has several jobs and skills under her belt. And tonight, we want to talk with her about her extensive background in the banking industry, what motivated her to go into this industry and what she has going on right now. So to all my listeners, please welcome tonight's guest, Ms. Ajaya Mitchell. Hello, Ajaya.
Hello, Keita Keet. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Wow, you made me sound very interesting.
Because you are very interesting, and you are so welcome.
Thank you.
Yes.
Everybody out there and around the world, thank you for spending this time with us. Hopefully, you'll get a lot of information from this conversation and a few laughs.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, definitely. We definitely chuckling. we go chat and chuckle. Yes, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. You talking about something I make you sound interesting. No, honey, you are interesting. You have a lot of several jobs and skill sets up under your belt, and it's just awesome to just, like I said, to see black women on the move. Okay, so we're going to get started on our first question. And, of course, I did mention a little bit in the introduction that you do have an extensive background in the banking industry. So just wanted to ask you, how long have you been in the banking industry, and what was your motivation to go into the banking industry?
Wow. So I would actually take it back to childhood when I wanted to go into banking.
Okay.
My parents instilled in me the importance of education, and my dad was and still is very meticulous about money. I recall being 4 or 5 years old learning the differences between dimes, quarters, nickels, dollars.
Yes.
Back then they had $2 bills. I'm not going to try to share
yes.
our age, but
yes.
he would throw that one out.
Like,
he was so nice
well, I got to
trick me out. <You know>? So,
so
I mean,
yes.
I would definitely have to say my banking and money education started way back then.
Wow.
Once I got into college, as you mentioned, I attended Silver State University. Attitude check, Bronco pride to all my Bronco. That's right. You got to check that
yeah.
out.
That's
in,
right.
down in Fayetteville, North Carolina. While I was a freshman there, you know, didn't really have an idea of where I wanted to put my skill set in this world. I didn't know what
okay.
I really wanted to do. I played with psychology for a little bit. I went into sociology
mm-hmm.
for a little bit. And then I started noticing a lot of students going into business, and people said, well, I'm taking the business administration major. You should try to look into that. And once
okay.
I started my junior year, really getting into my courses, I decided to declare a major in business administration with a concentration in banking and finance.
Wow.
And, yes, and so that right there, coupled with my previous education and push to make sure you know how to save, one of the other things my dad used to tell me, make sure you pay yourself first. That used to ring in the back of my head whenever I was trying to
yes.
manage my money. So that allowed me to take what I learned from the homestead and actually learn from what I gathered from my time at Fayetteville State. And in 2001, I graduated with a BS in Business Administration, Banking and Finance. And
mm-hmm.
then once, yes, and it was a lot of mercy moment because I enjoyed my time at Fayetteville State. Trust
Listen.
And believe, I enjoy myself.
Yes.
my parents also told me, they said, that first degree is on you. You know what I mean? It's on us. We're going to pay for it. But
okay.
we want you to get that experience.
Yes.
However, we don't want you to linger there 4, 5, 6 years. So
right.
I came in 97. I graduated in 2001. And at that point, you know, you work so hard to get to that point, and then once you achieve it, it's almost like nobody tells you, what do you do next? Do you go into
wow.
grad school? Do you go out into the workforce? It's a little scary.
Yeah.
And what I
yeah.
find is a lot of people don't talk about that moment, you know,
That's
because
good.
You're rushing to get there, but then what else happens? So I
yeah.
was lucky enough to have an older brother, now, Dr.
Yes.
Marcus N. Leggett. He was back here in Richmond, Virginia.
Yes. Shout out.
So, let me go back. Pastor Dr. Marcus N. Leggett.
That's it. Look.
let's give the brother his due.
That's right. There you go. That's right. Give honor where honor is due. Shout out to Pastor
yes.
Dr. Leggett. Yes.
And in his lovely First Lady, Nicole
yes.
William Leggett, which is
Woo-woo.
Oh amazing in her own right.
Absolutely.
They were here
Absolutely.
Living in Richmond, Virginia, and they had small children at the time. They actually had 3 small kids under the age of 2. at that time.
Wow.
And my brother was saying, you know, I know you want to get out of Fairville and spread your wings. He's working at Bank of America at the time. He said, you actually have a degree in banking. Won't you come up here, you know, get away from the homestead, help us with these kids, and
yes.
see what you can do up here.
Wow.
So I started at Bank of America in customer service, just regular oil, checking, savings, lines of credit. And that was really a really good base to learn banking, because what I learned is that a lot of people just go and open up accounts, but they don't know how the accounts work. They don't know how debit cards work. They don't really know how to manage their credit cards. And that was really an eye-opener. And I did that for about 4 years.
Okay.
And then I got into ACH, which is Automatic Clearinghouse, which is electronic payments, basically to everyone else how you receive your pay, your direct deposit.
Okay.
So I was one of those people. To make sure your direct deposit showed up in your account. And if it was not there when you checked it, it could have been something that your company did. I'm not going to put that on Bank of America. Bank of America ran like a well-oiled machine.
Okay.
I did that for like 13 years. And ACH is a huge, huge department. You know, there's electronic payments. Now it's pay to pay what layman people may call Cash App or Zelle.
Oh, wow.
Or,
so
that's payments to payments on in the banking field. So in that, you know, sometimes you, if you're lucky, you've maybe have been overpaid in your bank account. And your company come and let you know, hey, we overpaid you, whatever, whatever. And you think, hey, maybe I could go spend that money. Not so fast. I was on this wonderful team that was able to go into accounts, pull that money out, and then send in the correct. So you might have thought you got $1 million, but you really got $575.
Like, okay, hold on. Let's put a stop to this. Let's go in here and correct. Let's make this adjustment. Right.
Yes,
oh, man.
To make sure we are square. So I did I did that for Bank of America until about 2013. And one of the things that I do want to say to everyone here, no matter what industry you're in, it is important to network. If you don't do anything else, network, network, network. Make sure your work ethic is your calling card. Make sure you're able to connect with people. And even if people are difficult, still try to connect with them on a certain level, because you never know when your name or that relationship can come in hand. And I say because in 2013, I was at a crossroads. I was thinking, maybe I want to change industry, because at that point I had went to VCU and got a psychology degree and minor African American Studies. And I was thinking, maybe, because one thing you do once you get out in this real world, you learn that you need some type of psychology base to deal with people, just point blank and period.
Yes.
So I officially received my degree, another bachelor's of science degree from VCU in 2010. I was thinking about how am I going to take my banking experience and my psychology experience and mesh them together. And I was thinking about leaving the bank and just stepping out on faith. And everybody always say, well, you got to take the leap. But sometimes the leap is just to plant the seed for later on.
Absolutely.
So one of my managers at the time decided to go to Capital One Bank.
Okay.
Not credit card side, but the bank side.
Okay.
And he was setting up the ACH department there. So he said, hey, would you like to come? We need your experience. We need your laughter. We need your bubbliness. We need your openness, you know, because anybody can learn these skills, but how you present them and how you show up is most important, because you're dealing with other people. You're dealing with trillions of dollars. You
yes.
want to have a good relationship with people. So I went over to Capital One, absolutely enjoyed the benefits and the money of Capital One.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Capital One really did allow me to spread my wings, not only just sit at my desk and do X, Y, and Z and push these buttons, but they encourage you to think outside the box, or if you saw a gap in processing, they really wanted you to go and fill in that gap and present it to shareholders, present it to your managers. So I really enjoyed that aspect of working at Capital One. It gave me a lot of confidence. So
awesome.
I did that up into 2018, December of 2018. And although I have been in banking for 17 years, I felt comfortable. And there's nothing wrong with being comfortable, but sometimes you're like, can I add to this world? What are you going to do? So you guys, I did something crazy. I came into work one day. I said, I love you guys, but I'm putting in 3 weeks' notice. And they're like,
wow.
Are you serious? Why are you doing that? Is it something we did? Do you want to take some time?
Wow.
And I was like, no, I just want to go out here and bet on myself.
That's
I could
good.
Come back. I could come back. I'm not burning any bridges. I'm not standing on top of the desk and forget you guys. No, I
yes.
just really want to go out here and just bet on myself, see what I can do. And if I don't succeed or I do succeed and I just want to come back, I can come back.
That's good.
So that's what I did. So I took off a full year not working and figured
wow.
out what did I want to do. And I did that
that's
for
good.
The year of 2019. I need y'all to take note of this. So in 2019, I quarantined myself for 2019 before the pandemic hit.
There you go. She got somewhere and sat down, y'all.
I got somewhere and sat down.
Sat
it was
down.
So ironic that I sat there and I noticed like 3 months into my sabbatical that I did not get sick. You know, because, you know, working in call centers and you're
yes.
interacting with people, I noticed that my health was better. I said, okay, I know I was stressed,
wow.
but I'm not breathing in the same air as everybody else. I'm not sick. You know, my allergy season wasn't as bad.
Yes.
Wow, this is interesting. Maybe I need to stay a recluse. The rest of my life. But I'm also a people's person.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and Keita, you know we are peacocks. So
yes.
we have to engage with people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes.
So I decided, so what do I want to do? You know, I jumped out here. I'm able to pay my bills and sustain myself. What do I want to do? So
yeah.
I'm talking to people and friends. They were like, well, maybe you should go ahead and do your psychology thing. Or maybe, you know, you talk a lot. You know, maybe you should become a lecturer. And I was like,
wow.
A lecturer? Not me. I mean, I like to talk to people, but no. And I will never forget, her name is, and she's a very good friend and Sora to me. Her name is Siobhan Days. She's part of the TRIO's department at Virginia Union.
Awesome.
Go Panthers.
Yes.
She asked, and here goes that HBCU connection as well. But
yes.
she asked me to come and speak to her students, their first generational students, into college and just have a real deal conversation about life.
Wow.
And so we ended up having like a 2-hour session talking about, you know, that empty feeling once you achieve something, then it's like kind of scary, like what do I do next? And we talk about planning for that moment or in actually shoring up your degree, because it's great that you have a degree, but do you have any certifications? And we talked about Six Sigma certification. I am a Green Belt Six Sigma certified, so I plug that into them and talk to them about being agile and being lean in your processes and actually making that real-world connection. Apparently, they liked it. They brought me back for the fall session, and I really enjoyed sharing that with younger people. And that's what
that's
we
awesome.
Have to mindfully do. Make sure we go back and pull our next generation up. Make sure we listen to our young generation because they come in with a different perspective.
Absolutely.
So we was able to bond. I was able to learn from them. They learned from me. It was an awesome experience. Also during that 2019 time, I got a chance to go travel. I got a chance to reconnect with family and not just say, I'm just here for the weekend. I'm just here for 4 days. I was actually able to go home, back home to North Carolina and spend time with my parents for a month. I was able to go and spend time with my grandmother in Columbus, Georgia for a month, and I redid her house. I mean, that was an awesome experience within itself.
Yeah.
And so when I came back, I said, all right, money is starting to get low. I need to start getting back on my grind. Do I want to go back into banking? Do I want to try something new? And I always have to have these conversations out loud with myself.
Yes.
I found a happy medium and said, well, I don't want to go too far from banking and finance, but let's try procurement. You know, it's still dealing with money, but yet it's an offshoot of finance. So I was so grateful that apparently I applied to VCU unknowingly, and my resume got picked up.
Wow.
By an HR person at VCU, but I did not know that what I was coming in to interview for.
Oh, my God. So it's just
handed
like a
me the job description.
Resume, what? A ghost resume, like
where did she come from? She's
amazing,
amazing. But this is favor, and again, networking. You know, so as soon as I show up for the interview, the lady hands me the job description. She's like, "Do you have the job description?" I said, "Actually, no, but I'll read it as I come in through the door." And they were just so nice and wanted me to join their staff, and that
That's
was
good.
2 days before the world shut down.
Wow.
So that was March 16, 2020.
Wow.
I was in the office for 2 days, and then they said, shut everything down. So imagine changing industries. Imagine trying to train and learn via Zoom. Trying to understand processes. There's holes in processes, but, hey, you're trying to fill in gaps. So this has been a challenging time, but a good time.
Wow.
So I have been with VCU ever since, and that's how I ended up as a financial coordinator at VCU.
Wow. That is amazing. Whoo. Girl, I didn't have to make you sound interesting at all. Look, like, making you sound interesting, that story alone, Ajaya, is amazing. And it just shows, like, the, just the favor of God. And it shows, you know, when you said, and I was laughing when you said, like, you have to talk to yourself out loud. You have to ask yourself these questions out loud. I do the same thing, and I just call it self-reflection, self-awareness, really trying to understand self. And I think that is, like, highly important, especially you got me on the psychology part because I am a psychology major. So I am all about psychology and how people think and the mind and things like that. But most importantly, like, how we think. You know, ask those questions like, okay, Lord, okay, now, what do we do now? What do I do? You know, what does Ajayi do? What does Keita do now at this moment? I'm finished. And like you said, that you hit the nail on the head with that when you said that you finished your degree and you completed everything. And it's like, okay, now what? What, you know, what do I do with it? It's like, I'm done. And, you know, people, congratulations. Like, that's awesome. And then once all of that starts to come down, like the next week, it's like, so what do I do with it?
I equate that moment to one of my favorite animated movies is Finding Nemo. And I don't know if anybody has seen it, but it's the part when they're riding the wave or the EAC, I think it was called. And they had to take the offshoot, and they was twirling and twisting, and it was scary. And then all of a sudden, it gets shot out, and then it's nothing. And they was like, Dory was like, woo! And then it was like, okay, now what?
Now what?
Now I need to go into the unknown, you know?
Right.
They're trying to accomplish this goal, and that's how I equate those moments to it. It's going to be scary. It's going to be, you're not going to be able to see your way, but you're just going to have to keep pressing forward.
Yes. Oh, that's good. That's a word. And I'm going to tell you something. That's not just a word for college students. That's a word for us, for people.
Yes.
Keep pressing forward. When you're talking about stepping out on faith, and it seems scary, but just knowing that God has already ordered your steps. He already has a plan for you. And it's just that you, and he also gives you the right to choose as well. So he has a perfect plan for you, but he also gives you the right to choose. And so when you choose his perfect plan, you can't lose. So it's just taking that first step. Yeah. Taking that step.
And when you know that for yourself, it actually takes the fear away and kind of inserts excitement, you know, because you know he has you. He has you.
Yes.
So it's almost gives you a confidence, an excitement, like it looks scary, but we've been here before. Let's keep walking. Let's walk.
There you go. Oh, that is so good. That is good, Ajayi. Oh, my goodness.
That's why I end up where I end up sometimes. Sometimes I end up in places, and I'm like, how in the world did I end up here? Should I even be in this room?
Right.
You know, again, talking to yourself, you're like, yeah, I belong in this room. Of course.
Yeah. Yes.
Of course I
yes.
do.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
A strong black woman. I'm supposed to be here. You
that's
know,
good.
So that's another lesson, but also something that I'm working on for myself. Should I be here? How did I end up here? Yes, I belong here.
Absolutely. Oh, that is so, so good. And I pray that all of my listeners who are tuning in and listening right now, please receive that for yourself as well. If you have been experiencing discouragement or any type of negative thoughts or anything like that and thinking that you're not good enough, that you do not belong where you are, please know that you do. God wants the very best for you, and he also wants you to want the very best for yourself. You know, talking about psychology, you know, there's one of my favorite theoretical approaches is cognitive behavior therapy. And it's basically the therapy of changing your mindset. And if you can change your mindset, you'll change your behavior and your attitudes. A lot of times people think you change your behavior, you change your mindset. Well, the Word of God talks about renewing your mind first.
Yes.
So it starts in your mind. And that's lining up with the Word, you know, with the Word of God. Romans talks about renewing your mind. So when you renew your mind and start to believe those things, then your behavior will start to line up. And so that's the, you know, that's kind of like the totality of that approach, cognitive behavior. You got to change your mind. And if you're thinking about something about yourself, it's very hard to change what you think about yourself. You have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and so you have to believe, like you just said, I belong here. I belong in these spaces, in these rooms, in what God has for me. So for all my listeners, everyone who is listening, tuning in, please receive what Ajaya just said for yourself as well.
I was just going to say, even if you don't know how to do that for yourself, I mean, do honor your voice, your inner voice. If it's negative, okay, I receive that, I hear it. But then maybe write it down and then rewrite it down and say it in a positive way.
That's good.
And post it somewhere so you can see it. Because, you know, our eyes automatically pull to things that is in our handwriting. And so we'll see that it's that, oh, now that's a positive affirmation. And maybe we need to say it. It's enough to have that around people, you know, people around you pouring in positivity. But also it's your responsibility and accountability to also take, to feed yourself, to pour into yourself.
That's good.
So that you can pour out into other people. We are not here alone. We can say, oh, I did it all by myself, but really, we are all connected.
Absolutely.
We're almost like water drops. We're water drops. If I dip, you dip. Somebody
that's
else that's attached to us dip. We ripple out.
Yes.
So even in positive, when we are positive within ourselves, we ripple out positivity. If we're negative, we ripple out negative, and we have to make sure that we're not the negative one. We
absolutely
have to take solace and ownership. I am responsible for me, but I'm also responsible for Takeda. I can't go out here in this world and act a plum fool because somebody now knows that you know me, and they're going to say, now you know Ajaya. Why didn't you pull her back and say,
you better teach.
Why did you do that?
Yes, you better teach.
Back in the day, my mom, and bless her, my mom's 4'9" probably right now. She's a little short thing. But she ruled the house. And one thing I remember in going into elementary school, I mean 4 and 5 years old, my mom used to get me all nice and dressed up, and she like, stay with your brother. My brother's 5 years older than I am. Stay with your brother, make you walk with him. And then she would say, don't you go up there and cut up. You represent the Mitchell name. Do not go up there and cut up, because I will hear about it by the time you get home. And that thing stuck with me. So even now at 43 years old, and people's like, you know, I'm not scared of anybody. I said, well, I'm scared of God and my mom.
Yes. In that order.
Do you understand? Exactly. Because he gave me the right one. She did a small package, but she would get me together even now at 43
Come on.
Years old. And
yes,
all
ma'am.
That I can say is, yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Now, she reared me right. Now, her and Daddy both, they reared me right. So I'm not out here cutting the plum fool. And I'm taking care, and I understand that I don't walk alone in this world. You know,
amen.
I'm responsible for myself. I'm responsible for my family. I'm responsible for my friends. So I can't go out here and do anything wild and crazy. And
that's good.
For it to come at you guys. And now you all around the world, y'all part of my responsibility now. So I need to definitely make sure I'm on my toes.
That's good.
And put my
P's
positive
and Q's.
Things.
Yeah.
My P's and Q's, that's right.
Yes.
Because I don't want to embarrass anybody.
Yeah, that's good. That's a word, and that's a whole word within itself. And I totally agree with that. My mom is only like 5 feet tall, and same thing, same power, same everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in that order, God and my mama. And so, and it's a healthy fear. It's all
it's a healthy fear.
It's a healthy fear, not in a terror fear, but it's a fear meaning respect and honor.
Right.
You know, when we're talking about, you know, fear, and the Word of God talks about fearing God, it means to honor and respect God. It's not in terror, because God is a God of love. And so when we fear God, we are to honor and respect. And same thing, like you said, with our families, our parents, and our name, to make sure that when we are out here, that we are honoring God as well as our families and our namesakes. So it is highly important for that.
Yes.
Ajaya, you know what? This is so good. We're going to have to come back for a part two. Will you join us again for a part two?
Sure. I would love to come back and talk.
This is good.
Part two, yes. We might have to do a series because I have a lot of time.
Yeah, look. You know, I'm here for it. I'm here for it, Ajaya. I'm so serious. This was so good. You said some things tonight that are for, and of course, our part two, we're going to discuss some things that, you know, that you share with me as far as, the thing you have for helping parents and students who are looking for opportunities and scholarships and things dealing with college and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's
my passion
to definitely
project.
Give back. Oh, awesome. Okay, so, yeah, we definitely have to come back. We definitely have to come back and talk about that a little more. But I just want to say thank you so much for what you have, what you have sold tonight. It has definitely helped me. My prayer is that for those who are listening, that you all have received what Ajaya has been sharing, and this Ms. Mitchell has been sharing with you all tonight. I just die. It's Miss Mitchell, okay?
I look like Madonna. I only need the first name. You hear it?
Come on, first name.
It's not that many of us. So
there you go. Exactly. There you go. So okay. So she's giving me permission. Ajaya. First
yes.
name only.
Yes.
But for my listeners, I pray that you all have received what she has shared, and I'm so excited for her to come back to do a part two. So thank y'all again for tuning in with us here, Chat and Chuckle with Key to Key. My special guest tonight is Miss Ajaya Mitchell. She is going to be coming back and sharing some more stuff, so y'all stay tuned. You all have an awesome evening and a blessed
yes.
weekend. All right?
Yes,
Ajaya,
be well,
thank you, honey.
Everyone.
All right.
You're
have a good night.
You're most welcome.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.